Hello, something other than microcontrollers this time. I decided to test two 1800-watt suitcase generators from both ends of the price range. A Honda at around £6,000 and an iVolt at £1,099. Honda purchased in early 2020. iVolt this month. Honda EU22i. Weight without fuel, 21.1 kilograms. Fuel tank capacity, 3.6 liters. Engine capacity, GXR120T, 121 centimeters squared. Rated power, 1.8 kilowatts. Instantaneous power, 2.2 kilowatts. Easy access to the oil or carburetor. All you need is a 5-penny coin. Candle, CR5HSB, over 4 years without cleaning. iVolt SC2300i0, weight without fuel, 19.7 kilograms. Fuel tank capacity, 4 liters. Engine capacity, Sensi SC80, 79 centimeters squared. Rated power, 1.8 kilowatts. Instantaneous power, 1.9 kilowatts. 6 screws to get to the oil or plug. Candle E5RTC, 90 minutes running time. 15 minutes after cleaning with wire brush. Inverter, Huayi P16D carburetor. To remove the carburetor, I think you have to unscrew the whole housing. Without this, the fuel tank gets in the way. If you are stubborn, you can get to the main nozzle as if something is blocked. You have to unscrew the air intake tube from the filter. This thin black tube can be slid out of the thick one. After removing the tubes from underneath, you can unscrew the carburetor bowl. The nozzle will be screwed in from the side. Nozzle number 70, 4 mm diameter. Sensi SC80 motor. Front panel, load testing. Load, 700 watts, 1200 watts, 1900 watt heater. Fuel, E10 95 octane. Oil, 1030. Due to the lack of a 100X probe, I connected the oscilloscope via a 100:1 transformer. I unwound some coils. Honda EU22i. Load, 0 watts, 700 watts, 1200 watts, 1900 watts. Switching on 1900 watt load with eco mode on. Ignore the voltage measurement. I forgot to turn it off. Switching on 1900 watt load with eco mode off. Ignore the voltage measurement. I forgot to turn it off. iVolt SC2300i0. Load, 0 watts, 700 watts, 1200 watts, 1900 watts. Switch on load, 1900 watts, with eco mode on. Ignore the voltage measurement, I forgot to turn it off. Switching on 1900 watt load, with eco mode off. Ignore the voltage measurement, I forgot to turn it off. I've used both generators a few times with the lawnmower. I know, and had no problems. Noise level. It's an internal combustion engine in a suitcase. Don't expect miracles. It's impossible to sleep next to them, despite the seller's marketing images. Plus minuses. Honda. Works as required. Plus, you can turn off the fuel without extinguishing the engine. Plus, easy access to the carburetor. Minus price. iVolt. Plus price. Suction on-off knob. It is not possible to turn off the fuel with this knob without extinguishing the engine. Difficult access to carburetor. No fuse on the panel. Maybe there is an electronic one. Problems. I have no major complaints about the Honda. This year, I cleaned the carburetor because my revs were floating. Nozzle clogged. As far as the iVolt is concerned, it smokes a bit when accelerating, smells of petrol. Plug goes black after 90 minutes of operation. Slightly rough running. One of the screws on the starter side cannot be unscrewed. It looks as if the nut is rotating. After reporting the problem to the dealer/service agent, he says it is just as it should be. Petrol. Copy of videos on electrode server. ...